Pelosi, GOP will have major doggy do on their shoes while Trump undermining election integrity. By Pam Key on August 23, 2020. Sunday on CNN State of the Union, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, said the Republican Party will have major doggy do on their shoes because they are complicit in President Donald Trump undermining the integrity of our election. Host Jake Tapper said, "There's been a lot of talk about President Trump trying to undermine the legitimacy of the nominate elections." Hillary Clinton said Americans can't let the president, quote, sneak or steal his way to victory. President Obama warned, "Don't let them take away your democracy." If President Trump wins re-election in November, do you think Democrats will accept it as legitimate? Will you accept it as legitimate? Pelosi said, "Of course, but that doesn't mean that we will not shout out against his initiatives. Whether it's to tie up the Postal Service so that we will not have the opportunity for people to vote by mail, not having to choose between their health and their vote. It doesn't mean that we ignore the Russian interference into our election and they try to cloak it by saying, well, we look at many countries. No, the Russians 24/7 are interfering into our election. The president welcomes it. So, again, it isn't a question of accepting the result. The question is making sure the public knows that they must vote. They must have a plan to vote, they must vote early because their playbook is one that has all kinds of obstacles to participation in our country." She added, "It's so sad to see Republicans marching to this drummer. They're going to have, as I've said over and over, major doggy do on their shoes for a long time to come because they are complicit in his undermining the integrity of our election. But you know what? Ignore it. It's really important because he's doing this so that people won't vote. He's saying it's no use voting because it won't count as cast, you might as well not vote. The best thing all the time is to ignore what he has to say because it has no association with fact, validity, or truth." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.